Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. The rate of federal prosecutions is at a record high. We've been saying that a lot. And the point is that some people can't really put that in perspective. One of the things that makes the statistic interesting is that immigration prosecutions now make up about half of all criminal cases on the federal level. We're joined again by John Swartz. He's the national legal correspondent for the New York Times. So, John, break this down for us. When we say prosecutions related to illegal immigration, what kind of crimes are we talking about? Are these just people who are here illegally, or are they also involved in crimes?
That's the bulk of it. It's people who crossed the border illegally, been caught, and put in jail. It used to be that what we would do is capture them and basically send them back across the border. Under the Bush administration, people were the tendency went more to arrest. And these enormous, under a thing called Operation Streamline, these enormous sort of group plea deals. And so people would plead guilty, and the effect of that, the practical effect, was that people would be arrested and put away for a while awaiting this plea deal, and then whatever time they served, this would keep them from being able to work, which is very tough. And then they would go back. And they'd go back with a record so that if they got picked up again, it was worse for them.
Well, the question for me is very often people have hopes of eventually getting a green card. Does this having this arrest record impact their ability to apply for citizenship or apply for a work visa?
It could make it worse.
And the numbers show that the numbers of arrests of illegal immigrants have actually increased during this past year under the Obama administration.
Well, what people are saying about that is that Obama is in basically the same box as the Bush administration was, which is you can't put yourself in a deal to negotiate any kind of immigration reform unless you show that you're being tough yourself.
So you think he's possibly prepping for the discussion on immigration reform as President Bush was?
It could be. And remember as well that these are fiscal year 2009 figures. Some of them come over from last year. And on top of that, a lot of these systems were in place. You can't just reverse them, that you had large numbers of increases in prosecutors and border agents under the Bush administration. What are these people supposed to do? It's their job.
Well, there's one particular figure out of Arizona, and we should say that Arizona has processed 22,000 immigration cases just this fiscal year. That's about 25% of the cases that are cited in the report. That's why we were talking today to Valeria Fernandez. She's an independent journalist based in Phoenix, Arizona, and she's also part of the Feet in Two Worlds program. Valeria and John, I want you to listen to this.
If we come across any illegal aliens, we arrest them. We don't let them go like the Phoenix police. They do because of the mayor's policies. We arrest them pursuant to our duties. I don't see what the big problem is.
Valeria, that's Sheriff Joe Arpaio from Maricopa County in Arizona, and he's become a little bit of a national symbol for people who are so frustrated over the illegal immigration problem, they want to see an increase in arrests. Tell me how Joe Arpaio and that attitude plays out in Arizona.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on the show, Celeste. Mm-hmm. Well, we have a really interesting dynamic going on here in Arizona. Certainly the debate is it's called ground zero for the immigration debate. It's very divisive, and you have, different sides. People that totally agree with the approach and believe that local law enforcement, that the sheriff should be enforcing immigration laws. And you have the other side that's concerned about what this can do to public safety and the impact that it has on immigrant communities.
Would you say that this situation there in Arizona is kind of a symbol for the divisive attitude across the country over illegal immigration, that there is those, say, who would support Arpaio's push to just prosecute this criminally, and then there's a lot of protests in Arizona against his methods?
Yeah, I would say so. I believe that especially Maricopa County is a little microcosm of how this debate is going to play out in the rest of the nation, and maybe at times perhaps a little bit extreme with the amount of protests that we see and the amount of raids that we have almost every week on neighborhoods and communities by the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office.
So, Valeria, as divisive as it is in Maricopa County, do you see any compromise possible? Let's say Maricopa County is the microcosm of the nation. The immigration debate is coming. Do you see any room for compromise there? Are we ever going to solve this?
Well,
based on what you see at home?
I think that unfortunately, we often get to hear the extreme voices in the debate, and I think that there are voices in the middle that we're going to hear from them. Probably in 2010, we're going to start hearing more about that. But it's only to be expected that, like they say, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and you know, all of that gets more attention.
You sound a little skeptical.
But there is certainly other police departments, other law enforcement here in Arizona, who are choosing to take a different approach.
John, let me ask you the same question, national legal correspondent for the New York Times. Do you think that a figure like Joe Arpaio and the divisiveness, the controversy he sparked, is that kind of a symbol for the national debate over this issue?
Well, you should read my email. Anytime you write about immigration, you get extreme views, people who pick down to the individual word. This word you use shows bias toward immigrants. This word you use shows bias against. The nation is, or at least the people screaming at the margins, are screaming at the margins. The question is whether we're going to have people in the middle, as Valeria says, who are able to talk to each other in Congress and come up with answers.
I'm wondering, John, as we look at this picture, and as we, I assume, once healthcare is finished and we begin to move on to the immigration issue, is it better to look at a place like Arizona where illegal immigration is a major day-to-day issue, or is it better to look on perhaps the more moderate, broad national approach?
Well, certainly, if you just look at Arizona, then you're looking at an extreme case, and the border's a lot bigger than Arizona. So
yep.
What's going on there is important, but you've got to look across the whole southern border of the U.S. Well, and let's worry about some Canadians, too, okay?
I'm with you there.
Are they coming across the border illegally and taking our syrup?
Well, they're bringing syrup, but they're doing other things, and I just worry.
They're bringing good beer. That's one thing.
You can email John Schwartz at jschwartz@newyorktimes.com. He's John Schwartz, national legal correspondent for the New York Times. We are also joined by Valeria Fernandez. She's an independent journalist from Phoenix, Arizona, and part of the Feet in Two Worlds program. Thanks to both of you.